But first, selling off state assets in New South Wales would require approval from both Houses of Parliament under a state opposition proposal designed to enable scrutiny of any future privatisation plans. In a private members' bill introduced to state Parliament today, MPs will be asked to support the plan, which will also have an impact on lease arrangements involving state-owned assets. Rob Osborne has more.
Labor's Shadow Treasurer in New South Wales, Daniel Mooki, MLC, asserts that the Liberal government has sold off close to $100 billion worth of publicly owned assets. I spoke with him as he was about to enter Parliament today and asked him to explain the bill's purpose and consequences.
We are taking steps to prevent Premier Perrottet from privatising further public assets ahead of the next election. And what we are doing is we're saying to Mr. Perrottet, if between now and the next election you intend to break your promise again by privatising the state's public assets, you're going to have to come to Parliament. You're going to have to submit your proposal to both houses. You'll have to go through an upper house or a lower house inquiry, and you'll have to justify your case so Parliament can vote. And the reason why we are doing this is because Mr. Perrottet and his government went to the election last time saying there'd be no further privatisation. They broke that promise when they sold the rest of the WestConnex. And we say, if you're intending to break your promise and sell more of the public assets without a mandate, you should face serious parliamentary scrutiny.
And would you connect their enthusiasm for privatisation with the problems we've seen recently, particularly in relation to public transport?
Every time there is a blowout on a public transport construction project, there is a drive towards further privatisation. People shouldn't forget, they said that they could build the WestConnex for $10 billion. It's come in at somewhere between $20 to $25 billion. As the blowouts and bungles on transport projects go up, so does the drive to sell more and more of the public's assets in order to pay for their mistakes.
Would this lead the Labor Party to have a policy of bringing aspects of the economy that have been privatised back into public ownership?
We've said that once Mr. Perrottet sells these assets, it's too hard for any government to reclaim them, and that remains our view. You can't unscramble the egg. That's part of the reason why Labor is so insistent that Mr. Perrottet stick to the promise that the government took to the last election, that there'd be no further privatisation. The government broke that promise. The government is tempted to break the promise again. And we say Parliament's job here is to hold the government to its word and protect the public's assets from further sale. I asked the Premier just 2 weeks ago whether he would rule out further privatisation, and he point blank said no.
Can you give some specific examples of the problems associated with privatising public assets?
Two really clear examples of what goes wrong when you sell the public's assets. The first is the electricity network sale. Mr. Perrottet's government sold the electricity networks in a deal that was so bad that the ACCC, the Australian Competition and Consumer Commission, the head of the ACCC comes out and says, these deals are so bad that I'm changing my views on privatisation. Equally, when Mr. Perrottet's government sold the port of Newcastle, they secretly stopped Newcastle Port from growing so it couldn't compete with Port Botany that they sold as well. That is an outrageous form of privatisation, which means that a city of Newcastle cannot change their port as their economy changes. It locks the Port of Newcastle and the city of Newcastle into a 20th century economy because they are literally barred from being able to change the use of one of their biggest assets to adapt to changes in the economy. And our point is this, is that you can love privatisation or you can hate privatisation. But when the ACCC head himself is coming out and saying that Mr. Perrottet's government's actions have been so egregious that the ACCC is changing its attitudes towards privatisation in general, then I think the public should be worried.
Labor MLC and Shadow Treasurer Daniel Mooki, ending that report from Rob Osborne.